Blog Talk Radio.
Baltimore, and welcome to Fashion in the Know with Frankie J. This evening, I am going to focus on women's fashions, and in the future, we will move on to men's fashions and possibly even fashion for children. Excuse me. I'm going to talk about styles that are out today, things that women can possibly try, some fashion tricks that you might want to try. First up, it's just the normal color that we all know and love is white. You can wear white with almost anything, pretty much, or you can wear with anything. But you'll be cool and breezy with white, white pants, white shirt, white shorts, white leggings, white tank top, just white. Whatever it is that you want to wear that's possibly white, you can spin it off with anything, pretty much. Bright colors are in this year also, bright and bold colors like oranges, yellows, greens, purples, pink, lime, fuchsia, just any bright color that you can possibly think of. It's out there today. Tennis shoes are bright today. Socks are bright. It's all bright. So that's like the thing of 2015 is bright colors. Like, at the moment, I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt and some white crop jeans. So I'm wearing my bright colors today, and I'm just telling the women out there, pull out those bright colors. Even if you don't like bright colors, put them on. They'll make you feel better. They make you feel happier, springier, and they just do something for you. They do something for your wardrobe, and they do something for your psyche, as well as your energy level. They give up lots of energy. They make you feel special. So bring those bright colors out in the clothing, in your shoes, in your socks, in little accessories and things like earrings, rings, bracelets, necklaces, whatever it is that you can do to brighten yourself up, do the bright colors. And we're living in a generation and a time where people need to show the fun side, meaning you should wear fun T-shirts or like graphic T-shirts that say fun things or advertise your favorite products or things like that. Like, I'm trying to think. I'm the Cookie Monster girl. I love the Cookie Monster, so I have a Cookie Monster T-shirt that advertises Cookie Monsters eating cookies, okay? Things like that. You can throw on those T-shirts with, like, under a dress if it's a low-cut dress, or you can throw that T-shirt on just with a pair of jeans or shorts or a skirt, or you can, like, funk it up a little bit by adding things on it like buttons or stars or whatever. Or you could just wear it plain, or, you know, you can put it underneath a jacket like a blazer and wear it with some dress pants or something or some casual jeans. Just something to show your fun side. Or I always say that there's also a kooky side to each of us. And what I mean by kooky is the unusual side. So you can, like, do something unusual with a T-shirt or with some kind of shirt, or wear something out of the ordinary. If you run across something in the store, or if you can create something, if you're one that can sew or whatever, or create a shirt that's out of the ordinary, or a pair of pants or a dress or something just different. Or there's a lot of avant-garde out there too, and avant-garde is unusual and different. So there's a lot of those styles out there today. So, and you can find those at most of your local stores. There's always a piece hanging somewhere on a rack, or your local boutiques, you can find unusual clothing. And then if you got a creative side and you can sew, you can create your own. And you can also make your whole outfit all about your sunglasses. If you wear creative sunglasses, like with some kind of logo on them, like maybe a designer logo, like say Ralph Lauren, or if there's sunglasses with just some kind of little emblem on them or whatever, you can focus your whole fashion outfit around those sunglasses. And people tend to wear sunglasses that speak to them or speak to the public, sending out a message to them. My sunglasses are really huge and they're dark, but I can see, so they say I'm cool. At least that's what I'm sending out the message to the public with my sunglasses. So whatever your sunglasses is, you can focus a whole outfit around your sunglasses. Like for me, I could wear leather with my sunglasses, or I could dress them up in like a slick little outfit or whatever, because I want the message to be that I'm cool. And so that's what I would do with my sunglasses. With your sunglasses, whatever they may be, you can focus the whole outfit around them. If they're springy, like say if they have flowers on them, on the rims or whatever, yeah, you can wear a flower outfit or whatever to dress up those sunglasses. So that's one idea. I also want to say what's out there also is girly outfits, like a lot of lace and a lot of sheer tops and things. And you want to do the pinks, pink and white, or blue, baby blue and white, or just white or whatever. But it's a lot of lacy things out there, lacy tops, lace dresses, lace leggings, a lot of camisoles, a lot of dresses with lace on the bottom of them and ruffles on the bottom. So the girly effect is still around for the people who really love the girly thing. It has not left. It is still here. And sometimes you don't feel that girly thing. So if you're not feeling it, you can still kind of toughen it up a little bit and still throw like a lace camisole on or something and still have a little girly effect going on with the tough attitude outfit also. So you can mix the two. Doesn't have to be all girly if that's not what you're all about. And also, I suggest, other than the blues and the pinks, baby blues and the pinks, I like lilac. That's a nice girly color also, and some nice toned-down yellow. Not bright yellow, but a nice pale yellow. It has a girly effect to it also. And if you're a girl that really likes flowers, there's a lot of floral clothing going on right now. So you can jump in and get a floral top, a floral skirt, some floral pants, floral leggings. They even have floral tennis shoes now. So there's floral everywhere. You can put flowers or have flowers everywhere if that's what you want to do. And if you're, oh, and you can put a flower in your hair also. That everything that actually was out in the past, everything that's old is new again. It's all coming back, and then that's what fashion does. It goes around in a circle with a different twist on it when it comes back, but it's still back. The old colors that everybody knows and love, black and white, you can still look sporty in your black and white. There's a lot of outfits out there with some black print in it, black checks. Houndtooth is still around, and it still looks good. It's a classic that'll never go out of style. And there's things with more modern black splashes, like black splashes of paint and stuff out there. So you can do a lot of black, and you can do a lot of white, or do the two together. And you look really sporty and chic in black and white, whoever you are, and whatever size you are, it doesn't matter. And handbag-wise, the mini bag is in, so you might want to rock a mini bag, which is a body cross bag, or just a little hand carry bag, something not too big, not over the top, just enough to carry your personal stuff. If you really are a person who really wants to be in the style, the mini bag is what's in now, not the big bags anymore. But for you ladies who want to carry your big bags, feel free to carry your big bags, but the little mini bag is what's hot right now, okay? Just a bag big enough to carry your essentials, not the kitchen sink or everything else that you want to carry. That's the popular bag now, and there's a lot of little mini bags out there that look like the Hermes bag, which is a popular bag that will never go out of style, so just keep that in mind. And just going back to the colors and the bright stuff, you can pair some bright shoes, not the whole outfit, but bright shoes with a skirt or a dress. That works too. Like sports shoes, like tennis shoes, you can wear some bright color tennis shoes with a skirt or dress. That actually works. That's a casual style that actually works for anyone, and you can do it and be in style and look good. And your feet will be comfortable also, so that's important. Comfort is always important. Style is about being comfortable too. You can tie a jacket around your waist. I'm not a fan of this look, but you can tie a jacket around your waist. And look cool, because that's one of the latest styles too. And I think it's a great look for the harbor because it gets cool on the water. So it's a great look for the harbor. If you're going to the harbor for the evening or somewhere near some water, a jacket or a sweater, tie it around your waist. You don't have to carry it. It works, okay? Make sure the color is coordinating with your outfit and all of that. It actually will work, and you will be in style. So I like that idea for the water, but I'm not a big fan of that idea in general. Anyway, you can dress up those graphic tees also with a skirt, some dress pants, some jewelry, and a cute little clutch bag or whatever. So your graphic tee can be worn to more than just a casual event. It can be worn to not a formal affair, but a dressy event, like a party or something like that. So you can dress up your graphic tee, like I said, with some jewelry, with a purse, and some dress pants or skirt or something, and some shoes. This time, don't wear tennis shoes, ladies. Wear some heels or some cute flats or some summer sandals or something, okay? That graphic tee will work if you hook it up just right. And another fashion thing that's out there today is you can mix classic prints. I'm not a fan of this one either, but it works if you do it exactly right. The prints should be similar and in the same shade. They don't have to be, like, you don't have to do stripes with stripes. You can do stripes with plaids, but they need to be in the same shade in order for them to work. And my thought for this is only certain people can pull this off. If you feel like you're one of those people, you can pull it off, I say do it. I'm not one of those people who can pull it off. I wouldn't do it. But I've seen it done, and it looks good on people who can actually pull it off. If you can do two prints together, like I said, a stripe and a plaid, and as long as they're in the same shade, it actually works. And, you know, you can do it. If you feel comfortable doing it, go for it. And, ladies, if you're feeling sexy or you want to feel sexy, my idea is to do matching sets, short sets, mini skirt sets, rompers, jumpsuits, flowy dresses and low-cut dresses and asymmetrical dresses and dresses with cutouts. Any of these items will make you feel sexy because matching sets give you that slimming look because it's all in one hue. And short sets, as long as they're done in good taste, then you look sexy in those. Mini skirts have always been sexy. Rompers show your body, and so do jumpsuits. Flowy dresses just give you that romantically sexy look. And low-cut dresses give you a little bit of an edge, giving the guy or whoever that little peek and a little cleavage or something. And asymmetrical dresses just give you that mystique, that mystery. And you feel sexy in those because it's kind of like there's a mystery there and the guy wants to know what more there is or whatever. And the cutout dresses, they give you a little hint of skin. So I think anything that gives you a hint of skin is a little sexy for the summer. And other items that are out there that is popular today is like fringe tops, strappy sandals, ankle tie stilettos, gladiator sandals are still in, and flats, of course. Like I said before, colorful tennis shoes, sheer tops, as long as you wear something under it, a camisole or a beautiful sexy bra or something, handkerchief dresses and tops. Lace tops will always be around, and lace dresses. Embroidered tops are popular today, and embroidered pants. And any kind of embroidery, for that matter. Embroidery is just very popular today. And ruffle tops and flutter tops, tops with flutter sleeves, ruffle tops, ruffle shorts, they're out there. Tops with sleeveless tops and silky tops. Silky tops are very popular right now. And ruffle miniskirts. I almost forgot the ruffle miniskirts. And the lacy shorts. Ruffles and lace has, like, taken over fashion and gone everywhere. There's no way that they haven't gone. They've gone to the pants, the dresses, the skirts, the blouses, everywhere. They're all over the place. And so I just say pretty much it's 2015. You can wear whatever it is that you'd like to wear. But those were the things that were really popular for 2015 summer. Those are the things that are out there that you can possibly wear and do something unique with them. Moving on to the next segment of my show, I wanted to discuss, or basically I wanted to ask the question. I wanted to know, do you know the difference between fashion and style? And I want to discuss what style is. Most people don't really know what style is. They just kind of say style is what she's wearing or what's in style, clothes-wise or whatever. Well, style actually has a definition, the word style actually does. And I actually wanted to give you two definitions of style, what I feel is what style is. And everybody has their own style. Some people have a little more style than other people, but everybody has some style. There's not a person on the face of the earth that does not have some type of style. When you get up in the morning and you get dressed to go to work, school, or wherever you may be going, and you choose whatever it is you're going to wear, that right there says that's your style for the day. That's what you want to portray to the world, whatever that might be. So, anyway, giving you my definitions of style. Style is a particular, distinctive, or characteristic mode of action or manner of acting. So when you put on certain clothing, they make you feel a certain way, so you act a certain way when you have on certain clothes. Some clothes you put on, you're feeling like really beautiful, so you act really pretty, so you portray that prettiness, that sexiness or whatever comes out. Then when you're wearing really sporty wear, you're feeling sporty, so you portray that sportiness for the day. And wherever you go, people might say, you're rather sporty today or whatever, you're looking sporty, because that's what you're sending out there. So that's what style does. Style sends out a message to the public or whoever you may be around. It's however you're feeling and whatever you're wearing. And style is also a reflection, an example of the care and the passion and energy that you or me or anyone might invest and express in their daily lives. And basically, that's almost a repeat of what I just said. It's what you're expressing or what you're sending out to the public when you're putting on clothes, whether it be sweatpants or whatever, and you're just feeling like laid back or whatever, or sporty, depending on your sweatpant outfit. It could be Juicy Couture, and you're feeling really sporty and sexy. Or it could just be, I don't know, run-of-the-mill Walmart sweatsuit or whatever, so you're feeling laid back and relaxed, and that's what you're going to send out there to the public if that's what you're feeling, laid back and relaxed. So style is what you project to the public. So let's move on to my next question. What is fashion? A lot of us have our own ideas of what fashion is, and that's actually a hard question because fashion is different things to different people. So, as I just said, it's not an easy question because fashion is different things to different people. It's an art. It's a religion, maybe to some people. It's a job for some people. It's a peek into a personality. It's playfulness. It's an escape or disguise. It's a feast for your eyes, depending what the person is wearing. But ultimately, fashion is an individual statement of expression for each of us. So, my favorite designer, and you will hear me talk about her often, which was Coco Chanel. She was a French fashion designer. She once said, fashion is not something that exists in dresses only. Fashion is in the sky, in the street. Fashion has to do with ideas, the way we live, what's happening. And I totally agree with Coco Chanel because I feel like you can get fashion ideas from anywhere. If you're a creative person or even if you aren't a creative person, you can look outside, you can see the sky, you can see something, and you can suddenly think, wow, I can turn that into a top. I can turn that into a pair of jeans or whatever. So fashion is everywhere. It's in your home. It's wherever you are and whatever you decide to do with it. And I feel like fashion is not solely defined by our clothing choices, but it's also conveyed through the way we carry ourselves and our personalities and our views of the world. So however you view the world or however you carry yourself, and that's your fashion thing. That's your fashion mondo or whatever. Like for me, mine's a little bit twisted, I always say, a little bit tilted to the side, a little bit avant-garde, because that's just who I am. That's the way I like things, a little off. as far as clothing is concerned, a little out of the ordinary, not normal, but that would be me. Fashion is fundamental. It's simply the prevailing style or customs as one dresses or one behaves. Let's see. I'm trying to think, what else can I say about fashion? If you have something else to add, please feel free to call me. Hello? I have a caller.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You called and you have a question maybe or a comment?
Yes. Yes, I did. This is Harvey. And so I'm listening to your show, and I have a question. I know this is basically about women's fashion, but I have a question. I want to go back to the beginning of your second segment, and you asked the question, what is fashion and what is trends, or what is style?
It was style.
Okay. So I want a better definition because, you know, to me, and of course I'm a guy, so that could be it, but fashion and style, I guess, is kind of the same thing. I guess it's, you know, that individual person's thought. So how would I distinguish between fashion and style?
Okay. Well, in answering your question, fashion, as I said, has to do with your whole entire world. But we as a people think of fashion as clothing. But it has to do with your whole entire world, your furniture, the way you dress, the way you portray things out. And actually, you're probably right, is in fashion and style are very similar. Although your style could be, you could have, let's say, I don't know, a country style. And your fashion may be modern. So they are actually different. And what I'm saying about a country style is like maybe you like things that people who live in the country would wear or that a country singer would wear.
Like
but
cowboy
put,
boots and
yeah,
a cowboy hat.
Yeah, like cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. But maybe your fashion is modern. You put a modern spin on it. You wear it, but you don't wear it like somebody from the hills would wear it necessarily. You put a modern spin on it. Instead of putting that little bow tie up there, maybe you don't wear a bow tie. Maybe you just wear the shirt open or whatever to show your chest or show your necklace or whatever you're wearing or nothing, just open. And you wear your cowboy hat, but it doesn't have to look, you know, country. You kind of would tilt it to the side, give it a little flair or whatever. And your cowboy boots could be, instead of rustic or old, they could be new, shiny, or they could be lizard or snake or something like that. So you put a little modern spin on it. So the style basically is, like I said, it's your characteristic or what the man, your manner of acting or whatever that you're portraying to the public out there when you're wearing something. And then the fashion is however you choose to do it. Like I said, it could be modern, or as I said, for me, everything for me is tilted or twisted. I like avant-garde, so I like things out of the ordinary. I don't like things that are normal. I wear some stuff that's normal, but that's not what I really love. What I really love is when I'm dressing and things are out of the ordinary. They're a little twisted, a little tilted. Or people ask, where'd you get that? Because it's strange or whatever. Or they ask, why would you wear that? And I think, because that's me. That's what I like. I don't know if I answered your question, but I hope I did. If you have another one, feel free to ask.
Okay, you did, and I do have another question. So you kind of went through in the beginning about what colors are out, but how would people coordinate that? How would they put that together? You know, how would you suggest that women dress up an outfit? Let's say it's a night out. You know, it's a casual event, so you don't really have to get super dressy, but it's a night out. You're hanging out with the girls or whatever.
Okay. And if I'm hanging out with the girls and it's a night out, and if I want to be seen, okay, color-wise, I'd wear something bright, like, I don't know, fuchsia, red or something. That way I can be noticed. I'm hanging out with the girls, but I'm not just in the crowd. I'm the girl with the red shirt on, so you're going to notice me because I'm the girl with the red shirt on. And because I am who I am, that red shirt's not going to be your average run-of-the-mill red shirt. It's going to be a little out-of-the-ordinary red shirt. But say you're not me and you're someone else and you just want to attract attention or whatever, I say, do something bright on top. something bright on the upper part of the body because that will get your attention. And wear some classic earrings. That's what I would say. Or if you want to do color, do some colorful earrings. But I think classic earrings that are medium size. I'm not into big earrings. But if you are into bigger earrings, I say do big earrings if you're a woman. If you're a man, still color on top because people look at your face. So they're going to see the color first. The color on top is going to make you pop if it's a color that you can actually wear. And not many people can wear every color, but some of us are blessed and we can pretty much wear any color and every color. So the color is going to make you pop. And I say go for something comfortable on your feet, but something classic and that's going to work no matter what you wear. Or if you're a heel person, put on some heels, but don't make them over the top because you're hanging out with the girls and you don't want to look like you trying to pick up a guy or whatever. You just want to be out there to have fun. And something classic, but a little heel, not too much heel. Don't do, and I hate to say this, but don't do hooker heels, okay? Do some cute heels or some spike heels.
I need to know, what are hooker heels?
Hooker heels are 3 to 4 inch heels. That's what hooker heels are, okay? They're way too high, and most women can't walk in them. Hookers, unfortunately, can walk in them. And that's why I call it a hooker heel, because you like pushing it. They're way too high. You're going to be up over top of everybody else, unless they're tall people you're hanging out with. Those are hooker heels, okay? And I say don't do hooker heels. Just do a normal heel, like a 2-inch heel at least. Don't go over 2 inches if you're just hanging out with the girls. And on your bottom, and if it's a casual evening, depending on where you're going, you could do some jeans. Or if you can't do jeans, do a nice pair of pants or a nice skirt or whatever. Or if you're a man and you can't do jeans, do some nice dress pants or some nice slacks, some linen slacks or something of that nature, or some just white pants or whatever. I mean, anybody can wear white pants, and they pretty much go with any color. So I say do that. And for a man or a woman, throw a blazer on if you're hanging out and it might get cool later. You can always carry it, or you can leave it in the car or whatever, but take a blazer with you because a blazer will work with any outfit pretty much. It'll work with jeans. So.
Okay, so what about the lunch? You hanging out for lunch? How would you dress for that?
If you're hanging out for lunch and you're going to eat, I would just throw on some crop pants or a pair of shorts or a run-of-the-mill casual skirt and some kind of graphic top that says, you know, this is who I am, this is what I like. Like, say, if you like Pepsi or Coke, they have those shirts out there. Walmart's got a million graphic shirts, so I would throw on a graphic T-shirt. And if you don't like graphic T-shirts, you can always just do a regular old solid color T-shirt or something with a pair of, like I said, a pair of crop pants. If you're a man or a woman, you can do crops or a pair of shorts or just slacks. Or if you're a woman, a skirt, or just a summer dress of some sort if you're going to lunch. And some sandals on everybody's feet, man or woman, or some tennis shoes, like some Converse or just some Decks or something, or some colorful tennis shoes if you want colorful tennis shoes. But just something casual and laid back, a little jewelry. Don't overdo the jewelry for the men or the women. Man can wear a necklace or a bracelet and a watch and maybe one ring. And same for the woman, because women tend to overdo jewelry. So how about one ring, a nice classic bracelet of some sort, and a watch if you wear watches, or a necklace and a pair of earrings. And that's about it. Don't kill the outfit with jewelry, because people tend to do that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad I could be of some help. Okay. Getting back to my show. Okay. Getting back to my show. There are iconic fashion houses that help decide what's in style, as we all probably know. And if you don't know, the iconic fashion houses are Prada, Gucci, and Chanel. Those are the old fashion houses, the haute couture fashion houses, the houses that actually do the high sewing and they create the outrageous fashion styles that you see walk down the runway on television that no one will ever wear, but they just put them out there and then they make a new moderate adaption of those styles for ready to wear that they put out for people to purchase. There are other fashion designers out there that do things also, but they are, like, not the sewing. They're not the high sewing, big haute couture fashion houses. And fashion trends are often sparked by characters on popular television shows and movies and magazines and things like The Devil Wears Prada, the movie, Sex and the City, the TV show. A lot of fashion ideas come off of those shows for designers as well as people who just want to kind of copy the style. There are other shows out there also like Project Runway where a lot of ideas come from and styles come from. And ideas, meaning ideas for designers or people who are dabbling in the fashion world or whatever. Or say if you're going to the school, Baltimore School for Design. I don't know if you know Baltimore has a school for design. But for those students, they get a lot of ideas from TV shows and things such as that. Celebrities also spark fashion ideas and fashion styles. Musicians spark fashion ideas and fashion styles also. And I will be right back after this message.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Hello, and welcome back. If I have some callers out there or some folks who would like to call in with questions or comments, feel free to call me. The number to call me at is 646-929-0630, and then press 1. I'd be more than happy to talk to you, answer questions, give comments, or even listen to your comments. So moving on to fashion around the world, haven't really done great research on fashion around the world, but what I have found out is that fashion is pretty much the same everywhere, meaning if bright colors are going on here in Baltimore, they're going on elsewhere in the world also. Not just here in Baltimore, and that avant-garde is also going on all over the world. And I don't know when the avant-garde thing began. I know it was many years ago, and then it disappeared, and now it's back. But avant-garde is going on all over the world, too, because the designers are doing avant-garde outfits and shoes and a little bit of everything, handbags and all that. Just because I think inside of all of us is that unusual, kooky person or whatever that wants to come out. And some of us are afraid to express that person because they say, oh, I wouldn't wear that because that's not normal. But then there's those of us who say, hey, I want to wear that just because it is not normal. I like the idea that it's not normal or that it's not usual. So I think the avant-garde thing is very popular today, along with the bright colors and shoes. Let's go to shoes. Shoes have taken on a whole new spin. Tennis shoes used to be basic black, white, and blue. Now there's tennis shoes in every hue and color that you can possibly think of. And I could be wrong, but I want to say that one particular tennis shoe started this all off, and then the other tennis shoes jumped on the bandwagon. And maybe I'm wrong about that, but and look, I'm having a, as I want to call it, a brain fart. Can't think of the name of the tennis shoe I want to tell you about. But anyway, tennis shoes are, have many colors out there. Nike jumped on the bandwagon. They've got many colors, and I mean multitude of colors. They have like tie-dye colors. They have blues, blacks, oranges, reds, greens. They have everything. And New Balance, of all people who I never thought would move from the black or the white or anything else, they have some beautiful tennis shoes. They have some tennis shoes with multiple colors, and they have tennis shoes with, like, solid colors and just everything. And then you have Chuck Taylor, who has advanced to graphic tennis shoes. And other than pink, black, and white, and blue, Chuck Taylor's has all kind of prints and textures and everything, too. So now you can get Converse in many different colors and textures. And so there's a little bit of everything going on in the shoe world. And sandals are still flat, as well as wedges, as well as heels, and spike heels or block heels or I want to call them chunky heels, kind of a square heel, but not really too square, but kind of clunky-like. So there's a little bit of everything going on in the shoe world. There's open-toe sandals, open-toe shoes. There's avant-garde boots out there, a lot of different kinds of avant-garde boots out there. I don't know if you've ever heard of AS98, but AS98 makes one of the best avant-garde boots that there is. Unfortunately, they're a little pricey, so you'll pay for them, but you'll have a boot that you won't ever see anyone else with on their feet. So that's kind of cool. And going back to tennis shoes, Nike has on their site, if you go to Nike.com, you can create your own Nike tennis shoe also. So I think that's kind of cool because you can go in there and create your own tennis shoe, and no one else has to have that tennis shoe. It's just yours by yourself. And sandal-wise, a lot of the stores this year have sandals that look like leather. If you're into leather but you don't want to spend the money for leather, they actually even feel like leather. So there's a lot of tennis shoes out, I mean sandals out there, I'm sorry, excuse me, sandals out there that feel like leather, look like leather, and no one will know that you're not wearing leather unless you tell them that you're not wearing leather. So that's kind of cool that they've done that. That's also with the handbags. There's a lot of handbags, since you're probably into handbags if you're a woman. And if you're not and you just want to carry a little mini bag, there's a lot of mini bags out there that feel like leather, look like leather, and no one will know that it's not leather. So you can get that leather look and feel without putting out that leather money. And that's kind of a wonderful thing out there. Along with leather jackets, as you all should know, or if you don't know, I'm about to tell you there's leather jackets out there that are not real leather. So you can get the look and feel of those too, and pants, without putting out the money for the leather. And I believe I have a call. Okay. Well, I apologize for that. That was, anyway, just trying to think, oh, and this past winter, the, I can't think of the down, not the down coat, the shearling coat was out. The shearling coat will be back again in the fall. Shearling is not going anywhere, in case if you didn't get a shearling coat last year, it's coming back again in the fall, just to throw that little tidbit out there for you ladies and men. And if you can get a hold of a shearling and not pay shearling prices, that's, like, really wonderful, because shearling coats are very expensive. So just thought I'd throw that out there. If you're looking for shearling, it's coming back in the fall, along with the shearling handbag and the shearling boots. Okay. Trying to think what else is out there fashion-wise that I may have missed. Crop tops. I don't think I talked about crop tops. Crop tops are back. They came back from, I want to say, the 80s or 70s. They're back. And ladies, not to insult anyone or anything, but if you don't have the stomach, don't wear the crop top, okay? Unless you're going to put a tank top or a shirt underneath of it. Don't do it, okay? I wouldn't do it. But for you young women out there, got that tight ab and you got the stomach for it, show your belly. Go for it. Show that crop top. Put it on and sport your crop top. And if you got an earring in your belly button, hey, that's even more reason to wear a crop top and show it off. And I want to talk about jeans for a hot second just because jeans have gone through major changes. Remember back in the day when it was just Levi's, okay, or Lee jeans. Now you have all kinds of designer jeans and you have a multitude of tie-dye jeans, raggedy jeans, just all kinds of jeans. Jeans with lace, jeans with, I don't know, I can't even think. It's just so many kinds of jeans out there nowadays. And you can create your own pair at home if you're creative and you want to do that. So whatever you do to a pair of jeans is absolutely cool. It'll work. Someone will love it. You'll love it. Somebody will ask you where you got that pair of jeans from, whatever. There's jeans with pockets. There's cargo jeans. There's zipper jeans. Like I said, jeans with lace, jeans with strings, jeans with belts, just all kinds of jeans. So whatever kind of jean you own or you want to wear, it's in. All the jeans are in. There's not a jean out there that's not in. Wide-legged jeans are in. Skinny jeans are in. Boy-cut jeans are in. Plumber jean. That's what I was thinking of. Plumber jean is in. Every kind of jean that you can think of is out there to be worn, so you can wear any of your jeans. And I always say don't throw your jeans away. Keep them because that style's coming back around again. And with jeans, they kind of never really leave. Skinny jeans are the popular jeans of the day for most of the young people, but hey, you can wear them all because they're all out there. When you go to the store to purchase jeans, every last jean that I named is out there. So you can wear them all. But I always say don't toss your jeans, ladies or men. Keep your jeans because they're coming back around or they can be refurbished to a new style because you can make long pants into short pants or into crop pants or whatever, you know. And jean material can be refurbished and done a whole lot with. You can turn it into a vest. You can turn it into a jacket. You can create a shirt. So you can do a little bit of everything with some jeans. So keep those jeans. Don't toss them out because they're like a gold mine. They're worth a lot. And somebody else going to pick them up if you throw them away. And I'm trying to think, oh, socks. I didn't touch on socks, okay? Socks for the summer for people who want to wear socks in the summer. There's colorful socks out there. There's tie-dye socks out there. There's striped socks. There's graphic socks with some of your graphic characters, like Disney characters and stuff out there for adults. Believe it or not, for men and for women. And there's, of course, like Superman, Spider-Man socks out there to bring in the movies and all of that kind of stuff. X-Men socks, Mad Men socks, all kinds of socks. So you can wear many kinds of socks. You can show your socks if you want. That's a popular thing today, too. Or you can cover them up if you want to cover them up. Or you can wear them with your shorts or whatever, or with a skirt. So there's lots of socks and things out there. Ties also. Guys can be creative with ties. Hello? Hello?
Yes,
you have a caller?
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
So let's say I wanted to give my girl an outfit.
Okay.
Okay, so it's summertime. We know that. And I want to surprise her with a nice outfit. What would you suggest? I mean, a full-out outfit from head to toe.
What would I suggest? A full outfit from head to toe. Where are you going to take your girl when she gets this outfit?
Probably just out on the town. You know, we may go out for dinner and maybe dancing or something like that. You know, just hanging out.
Okay, I have one more question for you before I tell you what kind of outfit I would suggest. Does your girl have, I don't know how to put this, I don't want to offend you or anything, does she have the banging body or just the average body?
She has a banging body.
Okay, she has a banging body. I say buy your girl a jumpsuit. Jumpsuits show off the banging body, and she has one whole outfit. and it's all done, and you don't have to hunt for pieces. You got one whole outfit, and then get her some shoes to match that jumpsuit and some jewelry, and you're done. Your outfit is done, like a necklace and a bracelet. And she probably already has a ring, I'm thinking. If not, buy her a ring of some sort. It doesn't have to be anything expensive, but just some costume jewelry to set the outfit off. And you can find jewelry sets in most of the department stores or most of the boutiques where you can get at least a bracelet and a necklace to go together. And then you can just hook up a ring with that outfit. So that's what I say. Just buy her a jumpsuit and some sandals.
Okay. Well, the costume jewelry would get me hit. So I won't do that. But you at least told me where to get it. Where would I get? Because I'm a dude. I don't know. Where am I going to get some shoes from for her and the jumpsuit? Where would I go to get that at?
Okay.
And what kind of shoes? I mean, because, again, I'm going to say this. I'm a dude. So the shoes I may get may not be something that go with her outfit or something that she likes. So tell me, you know, what kind of shoes do you get a woman to go with a jumpsuit? You know, do I get her a hot pink jumpsuit with Juicy on the bottom, you know?
That's funny, but no, I wouldn't buy her a hot pink jumpsuit with Juicy on the bottom. I wouldn't buy anything with Juicy on the bottom unless it's just casual running the mill she can run around the town in or whatever. But no, if you're taking her out to a nice dinner or a nice lunch or something, jumpsuit-wise, I'd say go to, like, Forever 21. That's one of my favorite stores because they carry everything that's in style and they are not expensive. Somewhere like that, or you could check out even Macy's for a jumpsuit. And I say get her something like pink, baby blue, or I wouldn't do white because she's going to eat, but something pink, baby blue, or even a lilac or a lavender or something like that. And shoe-wise, God, there's a million places you can get shoes from. You could start at Nordstrom Rack because they're reasonable and find some shoes. And the shoes don't have to match. They don't have to be the lilac or the pink or the blue. You can get some black sandals or some tan sandals or some white ones would work with that outfit or whatever. And there's other stores like I always get it wrong. That store is Baker's. I'll say Baker's. Steve Madden has sandals, but they're going to be a little pricey. Macy's has pretty reasonable sandals, so you can find a multitude of colors in Macy's of sandals. So I would do like Macy's or somewhere like that, and to find the sandals. And then for the jewelry, because you said costume jewelry would get you hit, but I don't know. I would do a boutique for costume jewelry just because they have unique costume jewelry that doesn't look like it's costume jewelry. It looks more expensive than it really is.
She would know.
Okay, well, if she would know and you don't want to do the costume jewelry, that's fine. But
try to have a good night, not to get into a fight.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That's fine. But, no, I would do, like, Forever 21 for a jumpsuit, really, because I'm sure you would find one there that would look wonderful on her and not pay a whole lot of money for it.
Okay, so it's called Forever 21. Is it a store for younger women? We're talking middle age here. So
actually, Forever 21 is for anyone who feels like they want to forever be 21 and they want to shop in that store. I shop in the store myself, and I am 53 years old, and there's other women who shop in the store, any range from, yes, young women to women my age and older. I've seen a multitude of women in the store. And it's all about knowing what you can wear and what you look good in, okay? It's not about the fact that the store is named Forever 21. They sell teeny tiny clothes all the way up to plus size clothes. So they sell clothes for everyone. And it just makes you feel good because as a woman, you can shop in the store, even with a young girl. And they have clothes that the young people would wear that you probably as an older person or let's say myself as an older person would not wear. But they also have clothes that I would wear. So they have a multitude of things in the store. It's a pretty full store, and you would probably need a salesperson to help you, but they're usually available to help.
Okay. Well, Frankie, let me ask you this. Do they have men's clothes?
Forever 21, unfortunately, does not carry men's clothing. At least, you know, I say that, but I want to take that back. I think they do carry men's clothing in some of them, not all of them. So there is some men's clothing. And the one in Towson actually does have a men's section. So that's not all of them, but they do have a men's section. So that would not be true if I said that. So, yes, they do carry men's clothing.
Okay. And Towson, that would be in Maryland?
Yes, that would be in Baltimore, Maryland. Yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. And one more question.
Sure.
This outfit you described, other than the costume jewelry, because I'm just going to leave the jewelry out. I'm not doing jewelry as an outfit. Can I fit that into a budget of $200?
Oh, yes, definitely. The outfit that I described would be all under $200 by a long shot. I don't think you would even spend $100 in reality.
Oh, that's doable. I can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Frankie J., thank you.
You are very welcome. Now, getting back to my show, I believe I have covered pretty much everything. If I've missed something, I would appreciate if someone would call me and just let me know. I tried to cover everything that I could possibly think of. I covered jewelry, tennis shoes, sandals, heels, clothing, pretty much dresses, skirts, everything. So I don't know what I've missed. I know I left out winter items like summer things and a lot of coats and hats and scarves and all. But we will touch bases on those winter items as we see that winter will return, unfortunately. So I'll be right back after this message.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, it's for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Okay, I have a caller on the line. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. The question that I have is more of a body type question. There's a friend of mine. I would like to actually purchase something for her birthday coming up, but she has a pear shape, and I'm just wondering what type of outfit should I be looking for in order so that it would look flattering on her.
Okay, you said she has a pear shape, so that means
yes.
She's a little heavy at the bottom and slimmer at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think a dress would actually be flattering on her, like a flowy dress, because it wouldn't accentuate her bottom so much. It would give her that hourglass look without being too tight.
Okay. So when you're talking
because
about the hourglass, should it be a little bit more tapered at the, I guess, at the waist area?
Right, a little bit more tapered at the top and at the waist area. And then give her some flowiness at the bottom.
Okay.
That way
okay.
it gives her that hourglass look
okay.
without accentuating her bottom.
Okay. All right.
The flowiness at the bottom will take away from, like, accentuating the bottom.
Okay. All right. Okay,
if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I was discussing more fashion and what was going on. I also didn't mention that menswear, which came about some time ago, like I want to say, God, maybe 3-4 years ago, menswear is actually very popular too. It's still out there. You don't see a lot of women doing it, but if you can pull it off, it is still out there. Like the menswear dress pants, they're actually women's dress pants, but they have a men's flair to them, kind of like a cuff maybe, or even a straight leg with that, just that, I don't know, like houndstooth or that kind of look, something you would wear to the office or whatever, and then the jacket, but not a short jacket like a man would wear. And most women are wearing longer jackets, a little longer than the average man's jacket. They give it that little feminine edge to it. And maybe a lacy blouse underneath, but nothing low cut or open, because this is kind of menswear business attire. Most women would wear this outfit to the office if they work in an office and or to a business meeting, and you just want to give it a feminine touch to it, but not make it overly feminine, and you don't want it to be too masculine either. So you can do that. And then Oxford shoes with that menswear outfit if you would like, because they make Oxfords for women that have a little feminine touch. They're Oxford with cutouts for this time of year, and it's still an Oxford shoe, but it has little cutout sections. And there's the closed-in Oxford if you just want the routine Oxford. There's the black and white one, there's the black one, and there's some tan and white and some tan ones. And you can also do a tie if you're feeling that you want to do a tie like a man, or a bow tie. And I still say you need blouse or some kind of top to give it a little feminine edge to it so it doesn't look too mannish. But most women will steer away from the bow tie or the tie and just kind of do the suit with a feminine top and a little jewelry, not too much jewelry. If you're one of those women that have to play hardball with the men out there in the office and business world. So you want to look the part, you want to look professional, but you don't want to look like a man. You want to still be a woman, because that's what you are, a woman. So you want the feminine touches, so that even though you're a tough woman and you can handle the job and get it done, you still got that feminine edge going on. And fedoras, don't let me forget the fedoras. They're still out there, too. And I actually wouldn't throw a fedora on with a suit, but if you're one of those women who think you can pull it off, throw that fedora on with that suit. I think the fedora looks nice with a nice female, feminine outfit, a nice dress or a skirt or even some slacks or whatever, and a blouse, and throw the fedora on and give it a nice look, like a nice professional look, and still get your message across. And so that's one of the things I would do with a fedora, because they make all kinds of fedoras today. They make fedoras with lace going around the brim. They make fedoras with flowers on them. They make the typical fedora that a man will wear that a woman can pull off. It's just a multitude of fedoras and hats out there. And there's the spring ones, which are straw and like linen and all of that. So there's a variety of hats out there that you can do. You can do a floppy hat if you want for the summer, because hats are in also, and headbands. A lot of women like headbands also. So I think I have pretty much summed up all of the fashion. I don't think I missed anything. As I said before, what was old is new again, because fashion kind of goes around in a circle, so it comes back. So be on the lookout for something from the past that you loved and went away. It'll be back. Don't worry about it. When it's coming back, I can't tell you, but it'll be back. So I hope you enjoyed my show. And I will be back next week with a new topic. It'll still be about fashion, but there'll be a new topic about fashion. Are there any other callers out there? Anybody else who'd like to ask me a question or call in with a comment? Feel free to call me at 646-929-0630 and press 1. I guess there is no one else interested. Thank you. Have a good evening. Be blessed.